So we'd like to talk about the issue, good morning, we'd like to talk about the issue of when is the time to do the bedika. Can a bedika be done before the night of the 14th? So one thing is clear, that the bracha is only said on the bedika of the night of the 14th, number one. If a person is going out of town and he's going to be leave before the night of the 14th, the halacha is that bedika is done on the night before he leaves. If a person is leaving before 30 days before Pesach, which would be before Purim, and not going to be coming back to his home over Pesach, so then he does not need to do a chiyuv bedika. But a person is leaving within 30 days before Pesach, or he's leaving before 30 days, will be returning to his home on Pesach, he has to do a bedika before he leaves. That bedika is... there's no bracha said on that bedika, but it requires all of the other halachas of bedika, or a ner, etc. We also do not put out the 10 pieces of bread for that bedika. So that bedika is the same as a regular bedika, but there's no requirement of, there's no bracha, and there's no 10 pieces of bread. But it requires or a ner, requires that you look in all the cracks and the crevices, and all the regular dinim, it has to be a thorough search. But the question which comes up is a different question. I want to divide up my bedika, maybe do some of it before the night of the 14th, and some of it on the night of the 14th. I have a very large house. I want to say, you know, I'll do 4 or 5 rooms on the night of the 13th, and I'll do the remaining rooms on the night of the 14th. Or I want to do it all of it on the night of the 13th, and I'll make my whole house pesedik, and that's it. So Mishnah Berurah brings down that even a person did a bedika beforehand, on the day of the 13th, or even the night of the 13th beforehand, a person still has to do a bedika on the night of the 14th. Shlotach look bein bedika le bedika. Chazal or Mechayev bedika, everybody should do the same type of bedika the night of the 14th. So Chazal or Mechayev, that you can't get out of that requirement. Furthermore, there's another argument why a person would not want to do that. Is because he's going to lose the bracha on his mitzvah bedika if he does it all on the night of the 13th. However, there is a good argument to say, based on what the way the Mishnah Berurah reads, that if I would leave, and he actually asks, it has the suffix, but it seems if I would leave some area to check on the night of the 14th, and do that with a bracha on the night of the 14th, and do the other areas earlier, that would be fine. That as long as I have not totally remove myself from the standard bedika that everybody else is doing, so in that way I am there, when I'm not being mechalek between bedika the bedika, I'm not being mafsid the bracha because I am doing a bracha on that night. The fact that I do some rooms beforehand would be acceptable. Not everybody agrees with this, but this is the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out. So going back to what we spoke about, the idea of doing bedika in the areas which a person wants to change for Pesach. So let's say a person would like to change over his kitchen 2 or 3 days before Pesach. So he's going to take out all of the chametz items, clean out the cabinets, the refrigerator, etc., and then put in the new Pesach items. Or so he might be very reluctant to have our bodek. So let's say the woman of the house now has a nice pace of the kitchen. She does not want her husband and her children, who are doing bedikas chametz, to come looking around all her cabinets, which everything is already pesedik, with his spoon with chametz in it, and with his feather, and with his clothing, which might have crumbs brushed on because he was looking on the floor for chametz. And now he's walking around her beautiful pesedik kitchen, and she's going to get very upset. So we could suggest a different idea. And I saw the suggestion in the Sefer that when they change over from Pesach Chometz Dik to Pesach Dik, so that night before any Pesach process is done over there, after the cleaning is done, before you actually make it Pesach Dik, the husband can do bedika in that room that night without a bracha. So now before he's schlepping any Chometz in, and before she's put any pace of the things in, they just clean the area, he comes that night and checks, and then we make this area chametz free. People should not bring chametz into that area, which obviously they're not going to, because it is now a pace of the area, and from that point onward there's no need for him to come and be Bredik again on the night of the 14th, because he already did it on the night of the 12th, or whatever that may be. So it would be a suggestion which a person could do. The next question which you need to talk about is the cases where a person is selling some areas. What is his responsibility vis-a-vis Bedika to those areas? We'll talk about that B'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Have a good day.